by wagon in there today, so you can just run through.
They go on horseback if they's in a particular hurry, of course, they could make it.
You mentioned you were on a horse quite a bit.
Well, I used to ride horses. I've gone to Sunday school, they clawed ride behind me and carried the baby in my lap, 3 miles and a half from this country for a saddle.
What kind of saddles did you use then?
Side saddle.
A woman's
saddle. When I got to ride men's saddle, that looked pretty bad to the old cows. But it's the only sensible way to ride it anyway. You should have been riding that way all the time.
What did you do? Did you hook your leg up over that?
The side saddles at the corner, when the women rode, had two horns. And one, you put your leg, one horn would come on this side of your leg, and the other up here. And then it was stirred down to put this foot on it.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it was pretty steady.
Boy, I bet that was a miserable thing to get off of in a hurry.
No, you just got used to just pick your leg up and take it off over that horn.
Did you ever have any accidents?
No, I never did.
Did other people?
Yes, once in a while there'd be an accident.
Well, how would it?
Not very often, never hurry up very often.
It seemed a little dangerous with all that skirt and wrapped up in those saddle horns if the horse started to pitch or anything.
And when I can first remember, they called them riding skirts. And the longer they made out of black material, just cotton material, just common people used. And the longer they could have that riding skirt, the nicer it was. You know, it was kind of way down long.
Did you ever fall off a horse?
Yes, I fell off a mule one time. Neighbor girl, I went down, I rode the old mule down there one afternoon, and we'd been down and fought him together in pecans, and she was riding behind, and she couldn't stick on hardly. She fell off backwards and pulled me off.
I rode a crazy mule. Well, it wasn't a crazy mule, it was a mighty smart mule in the Forest Service, and this rascal would always find two trees just as close together as she could find. Then she'd go between them. I couldn't turn her, and I'd just have to pick up my stirrups and put them right up on her neck with my feet in them and just get as little as I could, and this big old tub of hay would scoot between and try to scrape me off.
That old mule was perfectly gentle, though, and she just couldn't. I had never been on a horse, I guess, very much, and she just fell off backwards and pulled me off.
Claude ever fall out of bed?
I don't know. I suspect he has. I don't remember. Did you?
Not any misfortune there.
He did some many worse things than that, you know. I didn't pay any attention.
Took that in the course of events. So. Did you play a game where you had iron pin stuck in the ground, about 30 feet apart?
Men did, and a horseshoe.
Did they ever throw round things at these?
I know they used horseshoes all the time. They've played that game at Carter, I guess, yet, Uncle Claude. Used to never go through Carter, you wouldn't see much of old men out playing. Pitching horseshoes.
And how did you treat the horses' feet when you were on the farm? Bring them into a blacksmith?
Take them to the blacksmith and have shoes put on, irons.